Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers and this is The Leader.
I can confirm that we have received one valid nomination. Rishi Sunak is therefore elected as leader of the Conservative Party.
We are soon to be new Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak.
I am humbled and honoured to have the support of my parliamentary colleagues and to be elected as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party. It is the greatest privilege of my life to be able to serve the party I love and give back to the country I owe so much to.
He's our third PM in just 7 weeks, following a quick but eventful time under Liz Truss. And of course, Boris Johnson's resignation. Penny Mordaunt dropped out of the Conservative leadership race this afternoon after failing to reach the number of backers to get on the official ballot. Sunak, on the other hand, publicly secured over half of Tory MPs. And once he meets with King Charles, then it'll all be official. The former Chancellor has finally achieved his goal, but now he has to prove himself, tackle the cost of living crisis, and mend our weakened economy. So just what can we expect from him as PM, and can he win over the public following such a disastrous period for the Conservatives? Nicholas Cecil is the Evening Standard's political editor.
When Boris Johnson was still in the race to be the next Tory leader, then there was a view that if he got onto the ballot paper, the shortlist of two to be put to party members, then Boris may well have got through and won because he's very popular amongst party members. Once Boris was knocked out, then Rishi became the favourite, and Penny Mordaunt, she always faced a battle to get the 100 names. Her camp say she was very close, even saying at one point that she had 90. The number who were publicly declared for her was far fewer. And so even if Penny had managed to get onto the ballot paper to go to party members, the vast majority of Tory MPs were backing Rishi Sunak. So even then, even if she got on, she would likely have lost to him.
Rishi lost the leadership election just last month. Will the Conservatives unite now under him?
Well, certainly as of today, there are lots and lots of calls from senior Tories to unite. And we may well see a degree of unity over coming days, possibly coming weeks. But certainly so far, the Conservative Party is proving to be very, very hard to govern and to manage. So I think it's very much a case of watch and see, because the divisions are still there. There's still a lot of bitterness. And I would not be surprised at all if there's fresh infighting for very soon.
Give our listeners a bit of a profile of Rishi. Who is he and what does he stand for?
So one thing, important thing to remember is that he's very much a supporter of Brexit. And obviously Brexit is possibly the most difficult, important, significant economic decision that has been made in Britain for a generation. And certainly he appears to have got that one wrong, given that the obvious damage that Brexit is doing to Britain's economy at the moment. He's also been portrayed by some of Boris Johnson's backers, some of those on the right of the Tory party, as a very centrist MP, very centrist Tory. He is not as one nation as many Tory MPs in the centre. So he's probably slightly to the right in the Tory party, but somehow he's become pigeonholed as further to the left than he actually is. He's very sound on economics in many ways. What he said during the summer leadership campaign was, yes, we want tax cuts, but we can't have them now. So he's proposed lopping 1p off the basic rate of income tax, but saying this should happen in 2024. He warned us if you adopted the Liz Truss economic policy, it would cause economic mayhem. And that's exactly what happened. The markets have certainly been reassured by him becoming Tory leader and the fact he's upset about to become prime minister as well. So in summary, I'd say kind of he's slightly to the right in the Tory party, has shown sound economic judgment on tax and so on. But he'll also have to make some very difficult public spending decisions because there's a black hole in Britain's public finances that runs into tens of billions of pounds.
Let's go to the ads. Stay there to hear more about our new PM, Rishi Sunak. Whilst you're here, why not give The Leader a rate and follow?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Nicholas, what are some of the biggest challenges Rishi will face as PM?
Well, he will become prime minister at an extremely difficult time economically. So we've just got over the COVID pandemic, and now Britain's been hit by the impact of the war in Ukraine with soaring energy bills. And the public finances were already weak, and now they're in an even weaker state. So there's a black hole of tens of billions of pounds that needs to be filled. So that will inevitably mean some pretty painful public spending cuts and possibly tax rises. So these are decisions that no chancellor likes to make. Then if you look at his party, he's got to try and somehow stop the civil war that's been raging within the Tory party now for months, if not years. And again, that's very difficult because while there might be a ceasefire between the different camps for a matter of time, there'll inevitably some fresh eruptions of infighting. And even today, you had Nadine Dorries and Sir Christopher Chope suggesting there'd have to be a general election. Now, those are slightly peripheral voices, but it will be very difficult for Mr. Sunak to keep his party together. And then if you look at, for example, the NHS, there's 7 million people now on the waiting list for treatment. That's a huge number of people, often many of them with conditions and that would expect to get far more urgent treatment. And if you look at schools, the aftermath of the COVID pandemic, trying to help so many pupils catch up on their education. So the list goes on and on. So it's a very difficult time to become prime minister. Mr. Sunak has a reputation for being prudent, very diligent, very hardworking. And so kind of out of the candidates to be Tory leader, he has a good ability to get a grips with some of these problems, but it will be difficult.
Can he turn the economy around?
He's got a very, very fine line to tread here because he needs to reassure the markets that now that the Tories have a competent government back in place and a chancellor who won't take unnecessary gambles. He needs to do enough to reassure the markets, but at the same time, he can't be too prudent that he actually imposes too much austerity on Britain and basically snuffs out economic growth. And the public finances are in a pretty dire state. We're also effectively involved in an economic conflict with Russia, with President Putin cutting off gas flows to Europe to try and put pressure on European countries to abandon Ukraine. So it's a very difficult time to take over. And so the economic climate is very, very difficult. But certainly, out of all the candidates, Mr. Sunak would be seen as the one most likely to basically get the economy back on an even keel.
With the new PM comes a new cabinet. Who are some of his allies that might be selected for a position?
At this stage, it's not clear who will be in the cabinet. But what will be very different from Liz Truss's cabinet is she packed her cabinet full of her supporters and basically excluded anyone or almost anyone who had backed Rishi Sunak. And what this meant was that when she hit troubled times, which happened very, very quickly, more than half the party weren't willing to support her. So kind of Mr. Sunak, anyhow, I'm sure he wouldn't have copied what she'd done. But so that was a very clear lesson about why you need to have a party and a cabinet which supports you and is united. And Home Secretary Grant Shapps was on the radio this morning making clear that there would be a government of all the talents. So that means that you would take the best people, the most able people from all wings of the party to form a cabinet which could basically unite the party.
The Conservatives have fallen drastically in opinion polls. Is there time to pull things around before the next election?
It's a very big challenge because once confidence is lost, it's very hard to restore. Having a change of Chancellor and having a change of Prime Minister will go part of the way to doing that. And I think we'll have far more sensible economic policies from Rishi Sunak. But even so, once the public lose faith, and especially to such a degree, then it becomes a struggle to recover that reputation for competence and that trust. And the other thing to remember is that the damage caused by Kwasi Kwarteng's mini-budget hasn't just gone away because he's been sacked. Some of that damage will be lasting damage, and that could mean that people's mortgages are higher and their pensions could be smaller as well. So that there's lasting economic damage which will be felt by voters, and many of them may not be willing to forgive.
And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.